Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
As we do, as we take a look at all the teams in the state college football, we try to dissect everybody, have recruiting analysts from each of the different schools on throughout the course of the year. And certainly last year wasn't the best of years at Florida State, and we know that. We had Chris Neon quite a few times, kind of lamented the things that went wrong, not hitting on the transfer portal. Also, recruiting wasn't as good as it has been, but over the last couple months, maybe 5 weeks or so, FSU has come alive. They've done extremely well in the transfer portal. That's coming off of a recruiting season that saw some pretty good kids in there. And definitely coming into the 2025 season, there is a lot, and I mean a lot, to be kind of happy about and certainly optimistic about if you're an FSU fan, because let's face it. I mean, you went from an undefeated season to a year like last year. That's something that doesn't happen very often. And I know that the Seminole fans certainly hope that it reverses this year. And they've off to a great start. Chris Nee, as I said, covers the Florida State University for Knowles247. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy New Year. A little bit belated to you. But at the same time, a lot to be optimistic about this time.
Yeah, it's an overhaul in Tallahassee. I mean, they've added 36 new players. 31 of those are already on campus here for the spring semester. They really leaned into the portal to basically flip the offense, an offense that was dreadful this past season when they only won two games. You know, a lot of storylines to it. The offensive line was a massive focus. The front seven on defense was a massive focus. Thomas Castellanos is a storyline within himself at the quarterback position. Interesting take for FSU, but he's coming to play for a guy he previously played for at UCF and Gus Malzahn, who's now FSU's offensive coordinator. And Thomas Castellanos is also a guy who regularly lit up FSU when they played him, both at BC over 2 years. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting spring at FSU to kind of see what the product will be on the field.
Yeah, well, you know, you kind of alluded to it. Coaching changes, they needed to be done. I mean, obviously, over the last couple of years, Coach Norvell's brought in guys that he was familiar with. Then all of a sudden, he found out that maybe they weren't the answer. But obviously, he knows it's his job at stake, so he's got to make the necessary adjustments. You mentioned bringing in Gus Malzahn, Tim Harris from the University of Central Florida, who was actually Gus's right-hand man the last couple of years there. Talk about that, because I think coaches make the difference, because especially in this case, they're two innovative coaches, especially Gus Malzahn, who is known mainly for his offense, and that's something I'm sure that Coach Norvell is comfortable with.
It felt like Mike Norvell made a transition from being an extremely hands-on coach. I still think he'll be hands-on, but more to a CEO type this offseason. And I think Gus Malzahn speaks a lot to that. Gus Malzahn is the kind of guy who's in the later part of his coaching career, and he just wants to coach. He doesn't enjoy everything that comes with being a head coach this day and age of roster management, NIL, so on and so forth, the things that we talk way too much about these days. He wants to just do X's and O's and coach football. So Mike Norvell, him, have a ton of familiarity with one another from the Tulsa days. They worked together. Herb Hinn's also coming together with them, and they've all worked together previously at Tulsa. Herb will be the new offensive line coach, and that's an area where FSU must massively improve. And then defense was interesting because he departed a comfort zone that he had with hiring a guy like Gus Malzahn, who he's very familiar with. He went and hired Tony White from Nebraska, a guy who has a lot of West Coast ties previously at Nebraska. I think Tony White's a guy that Mike, I gathered from the hiring process there that Mike liked what he did and thought he was innovative and thought he was young, basically fresh ideas, and it's different. He's run some 3-3-5 stack stuff, but he's willing to also do 4-2 fronts. He'll mix it up, very multiple variety, all those things. You know, Terrence Knighton, who played for the Jaguars, some other NFL teams over his career, Pot Roast, as people know him, he's coming in to be the new D-line coach. it's just going to be very interesting because I think FSU is going to look like a drastically different football team than it's looked like at any point in the first 5 years, Mike Norvell.
Yeah, and I agree. And I mean, and you mentioned some of the guys that came through the portal. I mean, Squirrel White was obviously one of the best players in the SEC. You don't have to dance around it. I mean, he's a really good football player. And you know, you take a look at the edge rusher Jason Jenkins coming from Tennessee, coming out of high school as a 4-star guy that everybody wanted. And as you mentioned, they play on the strengths. So you get a coach from Nebraska, and they get James Williams, an edge rusher, and they get Stephon Thompson, a linebacker. Certainly helps. And then UCF also had a little bit of their part. They got Adrian Medley, who I thought, you know, coming out of high school was a really good football player. And then you got, you know, the kid Randy Pittman, who's a tight end, a big, you know, big kid, about 6'3 or so. So you play on a lot of these coaching changes with kids like that. And then you add in obviously Elijah Herring and you know, somebody like Devontae Diggs, who I think, you know, could help. You know, you talked about defensive line help. There's a kid right there. It could help. Talk about that before we get into some of the recruits that they have. And they had a really nice class for 25. I think the real good part of it is they have a solid group of kids coming in through the portal.
Yeah, I mean, I think the portal class, you have to start by talking about, after you talk about Castellanos, everybody always wants to talk about a quarterback. But I think the next thing is the O-line. They went out and got two true tackles in Micah Pettis and Gunnar Hansen. That changes FSU's dynamics, where they've not really had a legitimate offensive tackle in recent years. I think that's a very important thing. Then Adrian Medley, a guy who very much settled into being a left guard last year at UCF, had the best year of his career. And Luke Pettibon, a known center from Wake Forest. So you've very much fixed probably the biggest thing that caused FSU to be a 2-win football team last year by going and getting experienced guys who have determined positions, and it kind of flips your line. I think Richie Leonard will be the returning guy that fits in with those four to create your starting line. And then on the defensive side, I love Elijah Herring. I think he's a massive addition for FSU because he's a very experienced linebacker, and it's just a position where they've always been short of guys. Outside of when Tatum Bethune and Kalen DeLoach did what they did 2 years ago, they've always kind of been searching for linebackers under Mike Norvell, it felt like. And then on the defensive line, you mentioned James Williams, Jason Jenkins, Diamante Diggs, some others. These are long guys. I think different ones will play different roles. Like, I think Diggs is a depth guy for them. But I think Jason Jenkins is a guy that Tennessee, who had an ultra-deep defensive line last year, I think they were counting on him being a guy that would elevate to a first-team level guy for them this coming year. FSU went and nabbed him. I think that's a very big addition. You win in the trenches, and FSU was horrendous in the trenches last year. I was going to use another piece of terminology, but I didn't want to do it on the radio. They were awful on both sides of the ball in the trenches. So it was abundantly clear that that was a massive focus for them. And then offensively, I think it's about guys who can light up the scoreboard. Castellanos can do that with his arm and his legs. And a guy like Squirrel White can definitely do that, especially in the Gus Malzahn on offense. I think what appealed to Squirrel White and why Squirrel White appealed to FSU was equal. It was versatility, doing different things with him, pass catcher, handing it off to him, jet sweeps, motions, using him inside, using him outside. I think it's a match made in heaven. I think both parties felt that way, and I think that's why Squirrel so quickly committed off of his visit.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris Nee joins us, Knowles247, does an awesome job. Recruiting-wise, the class of 25, certainly there's a lot of players on there. We know Javon Boggs from Coco, proven talent. We've watched him for the last 3 years. Somebody, a position of need. You talk about big play players. Last year, they lost a couple of them the year before to the NFL, but they come back with him. Certainly a kid that I think is way beyond the radar screen as an edge rusher, and I've watched him since he was the ninth greatest, Tylon Lee from Pace up in the Panhandle area. And then getting, you know, the brothers from Norland, Darryl and Mandrell Desir, certainly help a lot to go along with, you know, LeJesse Harold, who we watched at Gaither, another edge rusher, a big kid, and then defensive lineman Kevin Wynn, you know, who comes in from Greensboro, Georgia. Talk about the recruiting class.
Wynn was probably the biggest piece they retained. He was a guy that, you know, they had to fight off South Carolina, Georgia, USC, a few other big ones. Texas was another one in there to retain Kevin Wynn, and it was a massive win for them. Kevin Wynn, bit of a stump, but he's got big hands, ultra-powerful, really, really good in a phone booth, and he's one of those guys who kind of got that short area quickness. He truthfully reminds me of Puna Ford, who I covered at the Semper Fidelis All-Star game years ago before I believe he went to Texas. Correctly.
That's dating yourself there, Chris.
Yeah, but that's who Wynn reminds me of. I think he's a huge guy. I think he's a guy that day one can help them, especially if they're going with a three-man front, because I think he's a guy that can truly play that inside, that zero, over the center, be a space consumer, but also Wynn for you at the point of attack. Javon Boggs was someone that Gus Malzahn loved at UCF, that carried over to FSU. That's why he ended up at FSU. I think Chase Lofton, tight end from Nebraska, is a kid that's going to help him down the line. He's just physically a kid that stands out to you. You mentioned Tylon Lee. It blew my mind when Tylon came back up here for his official just before December, because I remember Tylon about 18 months ago where he was very long and lanky, but he was relatively a stick figure. He's not a stick figure anymore.
No, and it did
jump out to me. And he's a guy that was very productive at pace in a good program that does a good job preparing their kids. Again, similar to transfer stuff, they recruit a lot of D-line out of high school ranks, only two O-linemen, but they threw a lot of numbers at the D-line. They're going to end up having, I think it's about 21, 22 total D-linemen in here in the spring. Nice. A lot of them young, some of them unproven, but I think it's one of those where they're throwing numbers at the problem, and I think they feel confident they have enough that are going to help them.
Good stuff. Chris, let everybody know how they can follow you. Obviously, we're going to be checking in with you plenty during the offseason, but let everybody know how they can follow along, whether you're, you know, on your website and also with your social media.
Yeah, it's Knowles247.com on Twitter. It's also Knowles247 on Twitter and on Facebook. I believe it's Florida State Seminoles Football on 247 Sports.
Good stuff. Chris, I can't thank you enough. As always, man, you come up big.
Thanks, Blue. Take it easy, buddy, and Happy New Year.
You too. Chris Knee, Knowles247, will not get anybody better. I will tell you that we use him every year. He knows what he's talking about from recruiting all the way to the – he's there every day, so he knows. He sees the kids perform as well.